From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Tuesday. A Georgia prosecutor said today he wants a grand jury to consider criminal charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black jogger. Ahmaud Arbery was killed February 23rd in a neighborhood outside the port city of Brunswick. Greg McMichael and his son Travis say they chased Arbery thinking he was a burglar, and Travis McMichael shot him. No one has been arrested or charged. Two district attorneys have had to recuse themselves from this case because Greg McMichael is a former police officer who currently works for the Brunswick district attorney. As Georgia continues to ramp up coronavirus testing, it may have hit another roadblock in understanding the virus, having enough laboratory capacity. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
More than 2 weeks ago, the Georgia National Guard began assisting with coronavirus testing. And at that time, Adjutant General Thomas Carden said he could max out testing supplies. And he made another prediction.
And I think the next place the supply line will break is with lab capacity.
After about 14,000 new tests, it turns out Carden was right. Dr. Philip Kuhl, chief medical officer at Augusta University, says a one-week backlog in lab work means the Guard has been asked to put the brakes on their mobile testing.
Because the frustration created by delayed results is something we want to avoid.
But Kuhl says the logjam should break in the next few days as lab capacity is added, then testing will resume. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, meanwhile, is warning of potential new coronavirus outbreaks, one of them in Gainesville in North Georgia. Today, the governor toured a temporary medical pod at Southwest Georgia's Phoebe Putney Hospital in Albany, which has been one of the world's coronavirus hotspots. Kemp told the AJC that new resources, such as a mobile hospital, are now being deployed to Gainesville, where more than 400 poultry workers have already tested positive for COVID-19. A single F-15 from Robins Air Force Base flew a route over hospitals in Macon, Warner, Robins, and Perry this afternoon. Air Force officials say the flyover was a way to salute American heroes on the forefront of our fight against COVID-19. The Air Force did remind residents to watch the flyover from the safety of their homes where they could maintain a social distance. Children under 12 years old account for less than 1% of Georgia's COVID-19 cases. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on coronavirus in the very young.
In mid-March, Jeannie Johnson's 9-year-old daughter developed a fever and started wheezing. Despite that, doctors said Kira's symptoms did not warrant testing for COVID-19. But when Kira's dad also got sick, her parents paid $185 to test her. She was positive. Since then, Kira's had a continuous low-grade fever and several night terrors.
I'm just feeling so itchy about this virus. It's just that my brain's going like wacko at night. I just can't sleep properly.
Doctors say Kira's prolonged fever isn't anything they can treat and recommended self-isolation. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.
A lot of people holding tickets to suspended events are wondering if and when they'll get their money back. This includes Atlanta United's some 30,000 season ticket holders. During a virtual town hall yesterday, the team told fans they'll get credits for the 2021 season for each game that is canceled or played without fans. Major League Soccer announced last week teams can decide their own ticket refund policy for games disrupted by COVID-19. Major League Baseball is doing the same for its 30 teams. For more on coronavirus, go to gpb.org/virus. I'm Ricky Bevington.